All right, welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark, the most popular stock market update on Spotify, one of the most popular market updates on YouTube. Still live on Cancun, last day, so no stock market update tomorrow. We are traveling back, but super excited about this, what's happening today, because in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it in today's Thursday, March 9th. And over the last 2 days, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said that they need some more data before making a decision of what they do with interest rates, and more data is coming tomorrow with the big jobs report. So how are the markets reacting right now? And most importantly, how are we trading it? By the way, if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And I mean, we are real traders who trade live accounts. So as you can imagine, therefore, we have a lot of trading experience, and we're showing you what we do. So trust me, we know our stuff, and we're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the fascinating world of trading, you are in the right place. And gosh, fascinating it is these days.
Yes, absolutely, Marcus. Definitely some volatility this week, some movement going on in the markets. Now, yesterday, the S&P at least finished higher than the previous close after that big dip. And that's pretty much what we expected, Marcus.
Yeah, but if you look at yesterday, it was basically going nowhere, because yep. The shocker was on Tuesday when Fed Chair Powell testified in front of the Senate Banking Committee and said, yeah, we have way more work to do, and we need to see what the data says, and we have more data coming in. So this is where right now markets are waiting on the data that's coming in tomorrow.
Exactly. It's all about jobs. The all-important monthly jobs report tomorrow, which includes average hourly earnings, the non-farm employment change number, as well as the unemployment rate. And really, the unemployment rate right now is just, in my opinion, more of a symbolic number here. Average hourly earnings is going to be key. And of course, that all-important non-farm employment change number after the huge, huge number from December or January.
And we just see, if you look at overnight trading of the E-mini Nasdaq here, how sensitive traders are to numbers right now. Because if you see, if you look at this, overnight, we were just moving lower, and it looked like we would open half a percentage point lower. But then this morning, we had a glimpse of unemployment data.
Exactly. And I mean, there's a lot being, you know, read into this number, because typically an unemployment claim number is a non-event. However, it can be a wild card, especially when the job scenario is a little more sensitive and traders are just trying to grab hold of anything. Here you have 211,000 Americans filing for unemployment for the first time last week. This is higher than the 195 forecast, also higher than the 190 the prior week, and it's the highest reading since December 24th.
Okay. Jumping ahead a year. No, exactly. And this is where traders are looking for tea leaves right now, and just saying, okay, maybe tomorrow we see also that unemployments are higher, especially after GM today basically announced a massive layoff.
Sure. Buying out contracts for, I think, a majority or large part of their white-collar employees.
In the U.S. So, yep. Yeah, that's big. So this is where right now, this morning, markets are moving higher, but, I mean, rather nervous. So we opened higher after this jobs report. We're looking at a chart of the five-minute chart of the S&P 500, and we see moving higher, moving right back to where we opened, moving higher, moving right back to where we opened. And so yesterday we said that markets will probably close higher, and we were right.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't quite stay above that 4,000 level, but we see the significance this morning, opening up right around 4,000, drifting higher, coming back to 4,000, drifting higher, coming back to 4,000. So 4,000 is the number to watch, also that 50-day moving average.
Right. So if you go back to a daily chart and the 50-day moving average, we see that we are trading right around here. And so today I expect markets to close a little bit lower, just because there's nervousness ahead of tomorrow's jobs report. And this will really shake and move and shake.
Flip
shake
a
and
coin.
Bake. Yes.
It's a magic eight ball day.
It is a magic eight ball day. Yeah. So now, because if tomorrow, if you go back to this, if the jobs show something very similar to what we have seen today, that there is more unemployment claims coming in. right? This is when I do believe the markets could rally.
Again. Yeah, fewer jobs at a positive surprise. Traders could get excited, especially after the dip we had on Tuesday.
Yeah, because right now it's all about interest rates. And as of this morning, we still have a super high probability of a 50 basis point hike, because that's what Powell hinted at on Tuesday. And right now, 78% probability factored in. So this could dramatically change tomorrow.
Yeah, and honestly, I could be wrong, but I don't even know if he necessarily hinted at the 50 basis point hike. It was my understanding that he said no decision has been made, but basically that they need to you know, stay consistent with their rate increases, and they're going to analyze data. And so I believe that on Tuesday, it wasn't so much what was said, it was what wasn't said, because traders wanted to hear something a little more dovish.
Yeah, and I guess today he testified again in front of the Finance Committee of the House, and that's where he basically said, okay, we are paying close attention to the data, which yep. is tomorrow's jobs report, and then also next week's CPI data on Tuesday. Do we have PPI next week already? No, it's probably the week after.
No, PPI
yeah. on Wednesday. Yeah. Yep. So these are the important reports right ahead of the meeting, because we are right now, let's check it out, 13 days away. So it's really about this week's data and next week's data. And this is where you said volatility is definitely back in the markets.
Exactly. Exactly. So some movement makes it nice for new opportunities. We were able to take advantage of at least one new opportunity this week, but today, not really interested in you know, stepping into a mess right before jobs. If we have a positive reaction, great. We still have a couple of positions open. If there's a negative reaction, it could be a nice opportunity to pick up some new positions.
Right. Now, before we look at the position, we got to talk about Silvergate. I mean, this is the crypto-friendly bank who recently issued a concern and said, we might not be able to continue operating. And the news this morning is, we're pretty much done. We are winding down our operations. That's it.
Yeah, they basically said that based on the situation, the best course of action is to wind down operations and voluntarily liquidate. So down, I think, at about 50% at one point pre-market, now down about 32%. But that one is crashing and burning.
Yeah, and this is taking down the cryptocurrencies right now, because that's where we go back to the fallout of the FTX implosion here.
Yep.
Because Silvergate is the next victim that's basically being dragged down with this, and this is where right now cryptocurrency is moving lower after basically early in February, mid-February, scratching 25,000. Now we are back to the lower range here, still above 21,000, but well below 22,000.
Yep, exactly. FTX, major customer of FTX, and so Silvergate and crypto is responding.
All right. Tesla also in the news. Well, shaking off a little bit, they were down a little bit more earlier because there were some news Tesla.
Yeah, more crash investigation news. That seems to be a theme. There's that overreaction. I think a crash involved with a fire truck is being investigated by the National Transportation Safety Board, NTSB.
Yeah.
And it looks like we clawed back most of the loss, and we're down only less than 0.5% now.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions and see what is happening there. So going back to PowerX Optimizer, and let's talk about CTRA first. So CTRA, Coterra Energy, interesting move today. I mean, a little bit all over the place. Opened higher than yesterday, moved all the way up to 26, right now trading at session lows around 25, 22. I still own it because I want to take advantage of the dividend payment next week. That is, next dividend date is on Wednesday. So this is where I sold 26 calls, and I'll see if I can roll these, get some more premium, or tomorrow just let them expire worthless.
Like the plan, I'm no longer in it. I wasn't able to roll for 60% on Friday, so I let it go. Had those shares get called away.
Right. Then we have Google, and Google up for the day, so that's pretty good. I mean, Google had this massive down move after this news that they're kind of falling behind the whole ChatGPT AI chat, what do we call it, craziness right now. Then had a really, really good few days. You said it yesterday, 6 consecutive winning days. And right now just camping out here at around 95, anywhere between 94 and 96. That's where they are camping out. I got a sign at 108, my break even at 103.46. So right now, not being able to sell calls. We'll see what happens with this one.
Yeah, I like this pause here, though. It looks like there was a lot of buying interest around 89.90, driving that stock higher, nice win streak. And, you know, although it can fall fast, sometimes it takes a little bit of time to get back up. But this move higher is looking decent for you.
And then we entered a few days ago here with our mastermind members, PNC. And this is where I sold the 147 put, you sold the 146 put, and right now it is seems to be slicing right through. So what should we do? Panic?
No, not at all.
No. And, okay, and if you say no, then we won't.
This is where, quite honestly, banks are taking a little bit of a hit because of the news with the Fed and jobs and data and what's going to happen. Are rates going to be raised higher? And then also, will there be recession fears? Because banks could do well in a high interest rate environment, but during a recession, allocating more reserves if there are defaults on loans and whatnot, and also just, you know, borrowing in general. So yes, we're down, and we're down a little bit more than I anticipated, but this is also why I always want to sell puts near support and not just way up in the stratosphere, because if we come down to these support levels, there's two things going on. One, that support level could hold, but if we get through that support level, many times you get a push back up towards that support level, and it could act as resistance. But generally speaking, when you have that overreaction, it's kind of like a rubber band pulling you back to where you began, and we see that on every dip. Sure, there could be more downside, but I'm comfortable owning shares at 146.
Yeah, and going back to what you said, I mean, today, if you look at major banks like JP Morgan, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they are all down 2% plus. And then if you look at regional banks here, we see that across the board, they are down together with PNC. So not really a big move here that we are seeing. Again, a little bit more than we expected.
Yep.
Because we were thinking that this support would hold. But one of our mastermind members said it this morning. We expect this to be an ATM for the next few weeks.
I like it.
That's the idea. So, I mean, we had a few stocks popping up on the scanner. But today, with the markets waiting on the big day tomorrow, we are really not too interested in taking any positions. And
exactly.
We just looked at the five-minute chart. We are still diddling around here right now, trying to see, okay, is the 4,000 level in the S&P 500, can this hold as support, or do we slice through and then it becomes resistance, and the big one will be tomorrow.
Yep, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time.
All right. So also looking at the yields here, so we are retreating a little bit. So the two-year yield that this morning was above 5 is just right now shy of 5%, 4.988%. And again, subject to change tomorrow. Also today, the 10-year yield, a little bit down, half a percentage point, below 4% again. But these are also important levels to watch.
Sure. So 5 on the 10-year, 4 on the, 5 on the 2-year, 4 on the 10-year. And we'll see if that inversion starts to shift back in the normal manner over the next couple of months.
Yeah. Anyhow, so tomorrow, super important day. Tomorrow will be a day that can shake the markets and move the markets in either direction. So for tomorrow, I'm expecting a 2% plus move, either to the upside or the downside. I don't expect it to be quiet, because either we will have a relief rally after we had this slide, or we're sliding even further. And then I do believe that we could test these levels at 3,900. I think this will be the next level to watch the plot for.
You know, and that's interesting, because if you look at the VIX isn't pricing in a major move. I mean, granted, this is, you know, implied volatility or premium going out 30 days, essentially, on the S&P. I thought there'd be a little bit of an increase, more of an increase in the VIX. But I agree with you. I think that this jobs report in particular, we could see some swings in either direction. And then we also have to pay attention to Tuesday and Wednesday with CPI and PPI next week.
Yeah. Anyhow, so super important tomorrow. Keep an eye on the jobs report. We'll be traveling, so there will be no stock market update tomorrow, but we'll be back with you on Monday and then analyzing of what's happening, showing you exactly what we did. And if you